Hey, good afternoon, age group Black parents and athletes. This is Coach Jordan with your weekly update. I'm a day late, and I apologize for that. I wanted to address a few things. Mostly, we'll follow the normal schedule of events. So today, we'll recognize attendance from last week. I did this in front of the kids yesterday, but it's important to do it on the podcast. In fifth place, in the fifth standing spot is Ethan, and he's got 75% attendance, up 3% from last week, which means he had a really good week last week. Kansas at 78%, Maris at 81%, up from 76%. That makes for a perfect week last week. May is at 88%. Rocco is still at 100%. Coach Jordan at 99% because I missed one day and I don't feel very good. So, Rocco, hats off to you, buddy. Again, that's a pretty interesting statistic, and I have no illusions about Rocco maintaining that practice percentage. It's very, very difficult, and at some point it may be a good time to take it a little easier. I'm not going to lie, the practices have been pretty difficult. We are ramping it up. We're in our second six-week segment. So each 6 weeks as a coach, you need to change the stimulus. We have done that. I'll be honest. I went searching for some more answers in the off season, the weeks between this season and last, and read some sort of I would call them like tried and true classic training books. One is called The Science of Winning. They've held conferences on this book because it's so specific to swimming. Anyway, Bailey and I have chatted about that, and it's been really fruitful so far. So we're just going to stay the course and keep going that direction and make this season the very best we possibly can by providing the right guidance and sets for these kids to improve. Hopefully they're keeping track of that. Speaking of keeping track, I passed out notebooks last week. Notebooks are a tool for you to document anything and everything you want about practices. We have some veterans from last season that do this religiously. They take note of how their sets went, what their averages were, what they were doing. Were they doing this many strokes? What's their normal stroke count on a set like that? How are they doing during the test sets? How do they feel? What feedback did they get? Are they frustrated that day? Even that is really important, because if they can communicate that or let that out, then they can let that go and be prepared to be all in for next segment. Our next practice. What you carry with you becomes heavy, and what you don't write down, you tend to forget. So, in that regard, write down how you feel, your excitement, your frustrations, all these emotions that you have with regard to the practice and the meet experience. Write down all the good things that you learned, and things you probably need not repeat. And we found that we did see that last year, the kids that were doing this on a regular basis, man, they were learning newer and newer things at practice because they didn't have to be told the same stuff. I believe as a parent, you're probably interested in that process, getting the most bang for your buck. And if all it takes is to keep a journal and write down a page worth of stuff on the way home from practice, I gotta believe that's worthwhile. Some of the very best athletes in the world do this. It doesn't matter the sport. Had kids in high school do this. I know college kids are doing this. Very few age group kids are doing this, and I'm not interested in a lot of age group kids doing this. I'm interested in our age group kids doing this so that we can be different, we can be better, we can be leaders. They get the practice in now so that when you do come to senior practice and they fill out a note card every single day about the goal that they're trying to achieve on that particular day, and that could be process-oriented, it could be results-oriented, you already have that practice. You already have that experience setting micro goals, looking at a set and saying, I did this last time. What can I do this time? We talked a little bit about goals last podcast. We've been talking about it at practice. The journals help with setting goals. Big goals should already be written down for the season. We're a month in. We have a meet under our belt. We need to understand what it is we want to achieve coming up. I've had two swimmers email me their goals. Lovely. Love it, and I'm behind them 100% on those goals. Need more. We have 18 in the group, so I'm going to need to see more emails if I'm going to understand what's going on there. Again, they do not have to share their goals, but until they do with you or with their peers or with their coach, it's just an idea. It's easily forgotten. Unless you have it actually written on paper, write it down on paper, it becomes real. And there's some level of accountability being held to them with that, because they can't get away from it. They have to take the time to alter them or to make them better. Or it's always really fun to cross them off. Something about just like taking a pen and crossing off a goal that you've achieved and then writing a new one is actually really exciting. So we like that stuff. We have a meet coming up next weekend. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend. A schedule will be coming out here anytime soon. I don't know why I say it like that, because I'm actually in charge of it. We'll get it out as soon as we can. Next weekend, Crawfordsville meet. We're swimming to everything and everything and anything because we can. We're kind of going to treat it as a showcase meet where we can swim all the strokes, all the distances. We're swimming the mile in some cases. We're swimming 400 IM, 400 free on Fridays. Y'all, that's just what big teams do. That's what teams who do the big things do. They have practice tackling those types of events. They have an open mind. They see it as an opportunity to get a baseline. They're not concerned with the fear of doing poorly. I mean, how can you possibly do poorly if you don't have a best to compare it to previously? And really, if you don't have no level of mastery over an event, then there's no such thing as done poorly or done well. You have to do it well before you can do it poorly. So in age group swimming, I don't really believe there is doing something truly poorly, especially if you've only done it once, twice. Then again, some age group swimmers who you see as state champions, they have a long way to go because their strokes are not where they need to be quite yet. And in that regard, there is always something to improve. And if we have that mindset and we're always chasing that down, we're going to find ways to get better. Okay, we've done a few different sets here in the last 3 weeks of practice. And the last one we did was on Saturday with Age Group Gold. It was a team-wide practice. I just want to say it was one of the coolest practices I've been a part of here at BA. And the energy was very rare. I am really pressing on these kids to get them to talk about what do you want to do. So you're going to do a hard effort 100 freestyle. You need to look and tell somebody, I'm going to go this time. That is, in a way, setting a goal and then realizing the goal or realizing that you fell short on it in just a minute and 30 seconds time. That sort of practice is really valuable. Also, it gets your teammates excited when they hear that you want to go for something big. Then they start thinking to themselves, maybe my goals are too small. Maybe I need to ratchet it up a little bit. Maybe I need to support this person. That's exciting. Wow, this person wants to go this fast. Well, I'm going to really get behind them on that. So we learned how to be teammates, and we did just that. Short course meters was the arrangement of the pool this time. Short course yards was last time. So times aren't very comparable because you got to learn how to swim the course. So covered that before. But we did a really fantastic job, and I love the energy. I love it. Well, yesterday at practice, we had 15 age group black swimmers. That's fantastic. I would consider that quorum. We're not voting for anything. And no, it's not just slightly over the majority, but it is what I would call a full group. That may grow a little bit. We'll have some age group gold kids moving up anytime soon. And that's really exciting. I mean, the fact that age group gold kids are really wanting to sharpen the saw, so to speak, and move themselves up, it's just going to make our group that much better. I want to give a shout out to Armand. He is moving to Miami. Today is his last day at practice, so give Armand a little bit of love on his way out the door. I know he's just been a tremendous asset to this group, and he was also to Gold. The young man is just not afraid to work hard. He's got a down-to-earth sense of humor, and even when I've gotten really excited and implored certain techniques to him, he's come back with, okay, so I should do the exact opposite, right? So that's a good thing. I love that in an athlete. Kind of holds me in check and makes me realize, like, there's something a little more important than just doing this technique right now, and that is maintaining some sanity and keeping it low-key. Sense of humor is really good. So, Armand, we appreciate you. We wish you the best, and hopefully today is a practice for you to remember. But of course, there's more memories than just today for you to take with us, and we have those of you as well. Sorry, I'm blanking out a little bit, and I can't record this, and I can't edit the podcast. We are finding ways and practices to do things just a little bit harder. I'm giving kids an opportunity to change the game, so to speak. I'm realizing, you know, more and more that kids are making less changes without permission from an adult than they ever have before. I remember when I was at Franklin in 2016 and I had a team meeting and the head coach was not there, and I sat down in front of all of the high school kids, boys and girls, and I said, how many of you are thinking about making changes in your stroke without a coach asking you to do that? And I only saw two hands go up out of the 60 kids. That was an alarm went off in my head. And I thought, you know, I need to empower these kids to think about the things that they want to do and the things that they want to become. And they don't need an adult to guide them every step of the way. Now, it's a huge challenge as a young kid to ask questions about a topic that you don't necessarily know very much about, right? How could I ask questions about my freestyle stroke to myself? How could I go in search of something that I don't know exists? And so really what needs to be done is if you're an age group black athlete or an athlete in any realm, is be present and pay attention to what it is you're feeling and what is going on with how you're moving. And making those observations is acquiring information about yourself. Then you can start to ask questions with that information that you have. If you're waiting for just me to give you feedback on what it is you're doing, then as an athlete, you're not really doing the best you can to do your part. So your part is to feel what I cannot feel. My part is to see what you cannot see. And if you're doing sets, warm-up sets, fast sets, etc., that's your role. Feel, gather information, pay attention to what's going on. See if you can make it feel a little bit differently. Ask questions on how it's supposed to feel. This type of stuff. If you can do that, then you're going to fulfill that 50% of the equation. And then I'm going to do my very, very best to give you a feedback on what I see and what I think needs to be changed on my end. That's it for this week. Wow, I'm already at 13 minutes. I do appreciate you all listening and tuning in. We have meets coming up. So we have the Noblesville meet, and I think everybody who's interested in that meet is already committed. Age Group Gold is going to Noblesville as well. If you're a Launchpad, Age Group Foundations, and I'm telling this to you all so that you all know the layout, you're going to go to Sugar Creek on that July 9 weekend. There is a meet coming up before that. It's held by Zionsville. It's at the Westfield Pool because Zionsville does not have a 50-meter course. That's going to be a really good meet. Carmel's sort of B squad is going to be there. Zionsville's going to be there. Westfield's going to be there. That's the time for us to really show up and swim fast. We'll probably treat Noblesville as a more restricted event, sort of outing where we're trying to achieve those last ditch cuts, but the 50 meter pool at the Zionsville meet is going to be a quick pool. Noblesville meet is actually the location that Age Group State is going to be held at. Noblesville pool can be a little bit of a slower pool, just depends on the environment, especially if the wind is blowing. So you do want to make sure you sign up for that Zionsville meet, and let's bring our A game. We're having a tremendous summer so far, and we have more in the works. Appreciate your patience for me and the passion for the program. We will talk to you soon.